Hey. No, my phone's been going like Grand Central Station. Oh, there's my other credit card. I was looking for that. So, no, I just got back. I went out to PA. I had to go do something out there and was driving back. And then work's been calling me and, you know, my mother called me. And, you know, just everybody calls me when I'm driving.
Oh, you're back to talking to your mother?
No, not to talking with her, but being social. You know, more so, how you doing? Okay, how are you doing? What's new? Okay, what's new there? But nothing. Like, she doesn't call when... She'll only call when nobody's home.
Oh, okay. So she's not asking for money or anything, right?
No. It's just, you know, how is Dan? How's Michelle? How are the boys? How's Lori? You know, how do you feel? You know, okay, Ma, how's dialysis? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So.
All
I don't
right,
know.
Well, okay.
So what...
Have they been able to talk to Seth?
Not yet, no. I got to give him a call and find out, like, when, you know, when he has Seth with him, you know, between work or whatever, that, you know, like, I can sit down and talk with the boys. What's that?
He's not working.
You sound really low. I don't know if I'm on speaker or...
No, he hasn't been working for over a week. There's no reason for this.
No, I'll have to get in touch with him then. You sound low again. Am I on speaker? Or?
Yeah, give me a minute. I'm coming up to the base. Give me 1 second.
Yeah.
Just another fucking ride. I'm tired, right? That's why I just got on to fucking Waitman.
I don't understand. You're at Waitman now?
Yes, I just got on to Waitman Air Force Base because I'm about to fucking destroy his career. So I have to meet with the JAG attorney. It's like people are willing to do this shit on a Sunday. Like, I don't even. And he's not talking to you either, which aren't for me, he's still hiding shit. And I guarantee you, if you say, well, let the kids talk, he's only going to do it in the car. Because there's a bitch in the house. Like, that's all I'm saying. Like, these guys, like, with me and Danny. Okay, Danny, do you want to work on this? No. What are you doing? I'm fucking Katie. All right, fine. We're done. Like, done.
Well, who's the attorney that you're meeting with? Are you meeting with them today or tomorrow, the one for $200?
I'm supposed to meet with them tomorrow. It's a $200 one-hour consultation.
Right.
But they got like 4.8 stars. And if they're familiar with military and domestic violence and family court.
Right.
So that's when I was like, okay, I guess I'll give this one a shot, you know, like, and then do I want to pay the $200 consolation? Like, not really, but I would assume after an hour, like, they're going to accept the case, you know?
Right, but can the JAG represent you or represent him?
No, JAG can only take care of military matters. So, like, they're getting involved with the domestic violence because that happened on, well, Air Force Base. So they're going to get involved with that. Him taking stuff and not returning him, he violated an order because his sergeant told him to bring stuff back. Him refusing to give me the military document, him refusing to give me the medical records was, it gets him in trouble. Like, so, I don't even care anymore. He doesn't want to, let's be civil. You want to be civil? You're not being very civil, so.
But I thought you said he lived like an hour from the base.
He does. That's just where I was driving from, because so he served me with everything in Clinton. that's where I got my hotel, and I'm staying, like, I'm 0.5 miles from the courthouse. Ryan, when I say this is a dumbfuck small town, like, literally everything in the town is in a 2 mile radius. Yeah, so, and I went to church, like, and, you know, already talking to people, you know, a couple of people, well, they're attorneys, like, you know, they can give me some good, you know, ideas where to go, this, that, and the other thing. Okay, awesome. And I was like, well, where's Whiteman Air Force Base? And they're like, okay, cool, up that way. I was like, awesome. And as I was driving, I see a house, and for whatever reason, I look, and it's him sitting outside having a cigarette with another car parked next to his Jeep. How convenient. But, so like I said, everyone can, just like I said with Danny, everyone can keep believing the lies, but eventually, my craziness comes up to be true, and then it's like, oh, Denise was right. There was some funny business going on.
Yeah, was that the church that he goes to, or?
He should be. He's supposed to be. He's supposed to be. Before he took steps, he promised me that he was going to be taking steps to church, and I just got out. And guess what? Steph wasn't there. And I showed everyone pictures of Steph and Ty, and they said, oh, we never saw that, him or that baby before. So, I don't know if it can be used against them. I'll tell CPS, though, just to see. For the heck of it. Give me 1 second. Hello! So, I'm going to make my and the last time I did it to someone, they were like, oh, gift cards. I was like, I know, I'm sorry. Okay. And then I think an option for a gift card comes. Oh, so it's going to be 20 each gift card. I don't know. Okay. Okay. Take gift card. Okay. Because, yeah, there should be 20 on each card if I remember properly. Okay, and then 20 more. Gift card. Yes. We will work through this. Yeah. Oh, yes, I need the receipt. Okay. That's a fun receipt. That makes my life a little more easier, but awesome. Thank you so much. Have a good one, sir.
What's that?
Okay, sorry about that.
No.
Well, because even the Army is paying for my gas. So, the Army called it the Air Force, and was like, she can't be banned. You can't bar me. So, they had all my bars lifted again. But yeah, so, I'm just telling you, she has no excuse right now, though, for the kids not to talk to each other. Because I just saw him, he was just sitting outside having another freaking cigarette. Gosh, I hope he gets cancer. Like, no, I'm not the type of cancer. She's not dead. Please pick up while we're still married so I get that $500,000. I'll just send it to his mom off tonight.
Did you ride back past his house to make sure it was him, or?
Oh, it was him. It was his. Jesus. Who else in Missouri has the gray Jeep with Kentucky plates, with an Air Force tag and a Blue Lives Matter?
I don't know what
he's driving. I can drive by it. Well, because that's my thing, is that...
I don't know what he's driving, so...
He's driving another Jeep. The ex parte says I have to remain 100 feet away from Steph. Doesn't mention shit about him. I have to stay 100 feet away from Steph in the household. Well, you live on a main road, dude. Like, sorry, I was driving back from Whiteman. I'm sure he probably took off in his car, or he told his girlfriend to leave. But don't worry, I'm taking that road back. He was on Missouri Road 13, Missouri State Road 13.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Well, but has he, did he even say he wants to make contact with the kids first?
No, I had asked him a while ago if the kids can get, you know, talk to each other, and he said, yeah, that's fine. But, it, you know, then I also went on, like, an eight-day working stint, you know, where I was working at night, and I thought he was at work during the day, and, you know, so, like, the times are opposite and everything. And
right. But not for the holidays, so.
Right, but I also worked every holiday, too.
Yeah, no, I get that.
So.
Well, maybe just see. Maybe, hopefully, today he'll let the kids talk.
Yeah, I'll try and reach out to him. You know, see what he's doing and stuff.
Well, he's not going to say anything about a girlfriend. I know that. But I know, in my crazy mind, I know there is. Just like with Danny. Oh, Denise is crazy. That's not happening. Like, bet you it is. Gosh, $40 and these are still my tanks. I'm going to have to get another one. Yeah.
And what, you're meeting with the JAG today?
No, with JAG, so I'm supposed to meet up with JAG tomorrow, and I'm supposed to meet up with OSI tomorrow. They're opening an investigation against him.
Right.
Because I guess there's some other stuff that he's done that's questionable. So OSI, JAG, and then whatever he pulls with the civilian court. Because I've been trying to find out from his brother, I'm like, does Ty have an attorney? Like, is Ty filing for divorce? And he's like, I don't know. You know, and I'm like, oh, now you're going to get tight-lipped when before you didn't mind telling me everything? So either Ty does have an attorney or he doesn't.
Right.
But I'm kind of at the point, you want a divorce, I'm tired of it. He has no intentions of moving me and the kids out here. He has zero intentions on it. But I was talking to some people at church, and they were saying, if you can get a job at AC, you know, where I already work, I just have to transfer over. They're like, you can easily get a place out here to live. They're like, the cost of living is just as cheap as Kentucky. Which, if Ty and I are going to keep going back and forth to court, I'm not going to keep making nine-hour drives every time we have to go to court.
Right.
So I'm just going to see, like, maybe there's something temporary. I don't know, because I know this isn't going to be solved overnight. I know this isn't going to be solved in a couple of months.
Right.
So, but everyone keeps taking Ty's side. You know, like,
well, especially if you can't file for a divorce while you're pregnant, you know?
No, but we can file for custody.
Yeah, you can. Yeah.
But I'm at the point with Ty where if you don't want to be married to me, fine, then don't be married to me, or let's have a contract marriage. You fuck whoever you want. You still get the extra pay. Just make sure the kids have TRICARE. Make sure me and the kids have TRICARE. That's all I fucking ask. You want to keep fucking your girl? More power to you. Sit down and agree with it with me. Just so I can sit down and go, okay, I'm right. And if I do anything, I don't feel as bad. And stay the fuck away from Ethan and Keith. Like, come and get Seth and the other baby, but stay away from Nathan and Keith. Like, figure it out. I don't know how you can be their daddy for so many years and then just drop everything and then still have the balls to tell me I care more about the kids than you. Like, no, you don't. Right.
What? Are you staying near him tonight or are you staying near Whiteman tonight? Or the world, everything's real close.
No, I have a hotel down at Clinton. One of my girlfriends got me a hotel down there.
Right.
So, I already have a hotel paid for me.
Yeah, I don't know the area. I don't know if it's close. I don't know anything about that area. So.
No, so even where Ty is, where I am to Clinton, he's still like a good 25 minutes away from me. And Whiteman Air Force Base is almost an hour drive.
Right. And what time you have to be in court tomorrow?
9.
All right, well, let me know what happens. Yeah, let me know the outcome of everything. I'm working tonight, so.
Yeah, well, they're just going to give Seth a guardian of light on. I already know what they're going to give him. They're going to give him his little lawyer and... Which, okay, fine, but they were like, you don't have to show up. No, I'm showing up. Because I know at court, if you don't show up, you look like garbage.
Yeah, I know we just got the papers to appear in Jersey. That just came yesterday. So you might be getting
you
it.
Guys?
Yeah, when you get back and then... I don't know. I know they were going to send it to you. They were going to send it to Dan. I think they might be sending it to Ty. And I don't know what else. So.
Great. Oh, Danny's going to have a field day.
So Dan will have to appear because he lives here. I don't know if you have to appear or if you can appear telephonically, and I don't know. I don't know what they want with Ty. I don't know, unless it's because of the restraining order out there. If they want to ask him questions, I don't know. But I don't know if he has to appear or he can appear telephonically. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I don't mind appearing. I just need, like, I'm going to have to fly out there. There's no way I can keep driving. So yeah. I'm not the guru like you are with looking at flights, you know?
Right. We'll see what they say first. I would imagine when you get home that the papers will probably be by you. So then you'll have to, you know, just call and see what they say. I can't answer for the court.
No, I know.
So, all right, well, let me know what's going on. I just got home a few minutes ago. I got to figure out what else I got to do before I got to go to work, so.
All right.
All right?
All right, we'll talk to you later.
All right.
All right, bye.
All right, bye.